This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Yes, you are hearing something different today. Daniel Penamondo and I went into our musical collection and wanted to refresh things a little bit heading into the summer season. So hope you're enjoying the vibes. Let's talk tech with Mark Aflalo of Double Tap TV. Of course, you can catch Double Tap TV Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Right there on AMI TV. And Mark is one of the co-hosts of that show, and he joins us now from Montreal. Hey, good morning, Mark.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you've got some Microsoft news for us today. They've announced some enhancements to Teams, Teams Rooms, and a data protection service known as Viva. So it's to make things, I suppose, a little bit easier to deal with inside this system. So let's go briefly into these upgrades. I used a lot of buzzwords there, Mark, but what are these upgrades?
What's happening is really, they're preparing for the return to work and this hybrid environment where people are going to still be working from home while some people are in an office. So what they have is Teams has a version of their software called Teams Rooms. And what this is designed for is for a large screen or several large screens to be in a conference room. And the goal here on the upgrades are really to make people who are not physically in the office feel like they're more present, feel like people are paying more attention to them on these virtual meetings while making people in the room more present as well to the people who are not there. So let's start with something called fluid components. This, what's going to happen is that you're going to see a row on the bottom of the screen of all the individuals who are remotely at this meeting. So you'll see, Bob, Sylvia, and, Jason on the bottom of the screen, while the top real estate will be devoted to things like your presentation deck or the agenda of the meeting. There's even a new chat feature that can also be displayed in these fluid components. So the whole layout is really getting an overhaul to make those people who are at home feel more like they're present, and those people who are not at home feel more like they're present for those people that are at home. Sounds confusing, but it isn't.
Well, so we showed a couple images up on the screen while you were talking there, showing again some people maybe talking in the left-hand corner, the chat going on the right, the status bar at the bottom. I suppose it looks nice, but it also looks quite busy.
It does look busy, but when you think about the fact that these are going to be displayed on, big 55-inch, 65-inch screens, potentially side by side, it really is a little bit more organized because TVs tend to be higher up on the wall, so they're putting the actual individuals on the bottom, so they're almost at head level with the people who are in the rooms. There's some also audio enhancements that are going to make it seem like people are talking from where they are in the room. So if you're at home and you're listening with headphones and, someone's in the back left corner of the room, they'll actually project that voice to the back left corner, so you feel like you're really in the actual situation with people.
Okay.
So it does seem a little bit confusing, but you also have a lot of control over what's on that screen.
Yeah, customizable, right? That it can be up to the individual presenter or company how they want it to lay out.
And not only that, but if you were at home, you can completely control the layout to however you want it to be. If you just want to see the people in the room or just want to see the deck that might be on display, then you can see that as well.
You know what's going to be weird, though, Mark, is that let's say we're doing this hybrid thing, right? And there's four people at a boardroom table in an office and there's four people at home. It's almost going to seem a little bit jarring when someone at the board table talks. Like, there's going to have to be a consideration of a setup on how to actually configure that boardroom itself. So, A, the audio gets picked up clean, and B, there might actually be a video component where it's a little bit more of a shot on as opposed to a wide shot of a boardroom.
Well, this is where companies like Logitech and Polycom are really upping their game. Logitech, they both make cameras and they also both make conference systems and conference room systems. One of the features that, both of them are working on is a more, enhanced camera. So that might be like a 6K camera that can zoom in really quickly on the person that is actually speaking. So you'll be able to get a much more visual, representation of who in that room is speaking, even if it's on an angle. They'll be able to kind of extrapolate that data. And the same thing on the audio side. They're going to be able to hang microphones from ceilings and put them in desks where you wouldn't really expect them, but more around a table so that people feel more like their presence.
Yeah, to make it warmer, to make it feel more like that. Hey, Mark, I also saw this introduction of something called Viva, which looks really good on paper, but what's Viva all about?
Viva is all about wellness features. It's about, you know, giving you a break when you're constantly inundated with these meetings and forcing you almost at your own discretion to kind of take time for yourself. So, you know, imagine, for example, guided meditation is one of these things that'll say it's time for you to take a break and just you take a mindfulness exercise to kind of focus on different things so that you actually put more attention into your work. They're finding that a lot of people are spending more time working because it's at home and because it's so close. So this is a way to kind of force your employees, or at least give them the opportunity, take a break for 10 minutes, relax, work on yourself, and then come back into the meeting or then come back into your work so that you actually get things done more efficiently and also take care of yourself in the process.
Yeah, you know, fire off a couple push-ups, hit some squats, get a little sweat going in the middle of the
exactly.
day, you know, whatever it takes.
Chin up in that doorway.
Oh, yeah, a couple chin-ups in there too. There's some serious wellness there. Mark, I think I understand the why in terms of making Teams sort of a one-stop shop for the workday. But has Microsoft given an indication as to what sort of the overall purpose here is for them getting into the wellness business?
It's just because the studies have come back showing that people are really burning out. People are burning out mentally. People are burning out physically because they've been stuck in these environments for, you know, a year and a half now. And they need to find a way to almost force the employees saying, hey, guys, just stop for a second here. You don't need to be working 19 hours in a day. Your workday starts at this time. Your workday ends at this time. Let's give you tools to force you into those habits. For example, there's a snooze feature or a do not disturb feature that when the workday ends, that's it. Notifications will be off on your mobile devices. You won't get bugged by anything until you turn back on in the morning. So this is a way for employers who want to actively participate in making sure the health of their employees is, you know, comes first to actually do that.
Have other tech companies unveiled similar wellness programs here in regards to a lot of their remote office solutions?
Funny enough, not really. Google has talked about, you know, they've hinted about some features coming soon, but they haven't actually unveiled what those might be. So right now, Microsoft is leading the pack when it comes to, you know, the productivity and the wellness features that come to Teams.
Me and Bill Gates just getting a good sweat together, going for a nice sauna, you know? We'll figure out how to do that in Teams too. What do you guys have coming up on Double Tap TV tomorrow?
This is a very exciting episode because we are taking the audience to Korea, Samsung's headquarters.
Oh, wow.
We're going to be talking to a couple individuals via translator even, talking all about how Samsung approaches accessibility across the entire product line.
Racking up the air miles on Double Tap TV with Mark
and Stephen
tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on AMI TV. Hey, Mark, always fun catching up. We'll talk to you again next week. No, we won't.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks because there's no show
exactly.
next Monday.
Exactly. We're taking a break. Wellness.
Yeah. That's it. We're doing our own 10-minute walkabout next Monday,
there
which is
go.
Its own thing. Thanks, Mark. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.